You're listening to SBS News.
As he arrived in Auckland after a journey taking more than 30 hours, refugee advocate Behrouz Buchani was greeted by New Zealand's first refugee MP. He expressed his joy on arrival.
I think it is the first time that I feel that I'm happy because I survived, you know. I think it is a great moment for me. Yeah.
He was then given a more traditional Māori welcome on his arrival to Christchurch. The city's mayor among those to meet him.
The mayor of Christchurch officially welcome you to Ototahi Christchurch.
The award-winning Kurdish writer has been granted a one-month visa to attend a literary festival in Christchurch where he'll tell his story of life in detention. He's already indicated he doesn't plan on returning to Papua New Guinea and would like to extend his time in New Zealand.
Hopefully New Zealand let me stay here just for another month, you know, just to share this story with more people.
His departure from PNG, though, was bittersweet for the friends he left behind, including Shaminda Kanapathy, a Sri Lankan asylum seeker.
It's a bit hard for me to say goodbye, but on the other hand, I was really happy for him because he left PNG and never to return. So he found his freedom, so that's a really great moment for me.
Mr. Buchani has been critical and outspoken about Australia's offshore processing system and the treatment of asylum seekers. According to Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch, nearly 260 asylum seekers and former asylum seekers remain in PNG after being moved from Manus Island. Human Rights Watch Director Elaine Pearson says there needs to be action.
I think it's really time to really increase the efforts to get these people to safe third countries straight away. These are people who've suffered a lot over the last 6.5 years, and so it's time to bring them to safety.
The government maintains it's seeking to remove people from detention, but has repeatedly refused an offer from New Zealand to take 150 asylum seekers. Mr. Buchani has recently been accepted for resettlement in the US, but that process can still take months. Today, he wouldn't be drawn on whether he'll attempt to seek asylum in New Zealand.
I want to be free just for a while, you know, like as a writer, nothing else, you know. So I don't want to be a part of any process for a while. So I will look at the possibility, then make decisions.
Gloria Kleish, SBS News.